But tonight we'll talk for the next couple minutes about the inyan of Tashlumin. Okay, Tashlumin, again, we had a couple guys here who've been doing Daf Yomi, so there's a little bit of a chazar back in Maseches Brachos, again on Daf Chavav. But I think it's maybe fitting for this time period with the whole no minyanim in shul and everything like that. So everyone's kind of on their own for minyanim, and because of that, there are times where maybe we miss minyan. Maybe there are times we think I'll get minyan and I'll make sure I'll daven in 10 minutes from now. I'm just doing this last thing. And then an hour goes by and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot mincha. So what do we do about that? A student called me up. Obviously, we should all know. If anyone's ever asking a question about tashlumin, it's not for themselves, right? It's, I have a friend who wants to know if he missed mincha, what should he do, right? So one of the guys called me, I think maybe last Rosh Chodesh, whatever it was. He wanted to know if he misses mincha on Rosh Chodesh, what does he do for Marv? Something along those lines. But either way, so we'll talk about Tashlumin for the next couple minutes, okay? Fine. So the Gemara on Dav Chafav tells us the following. If someone misses mincha, what do they do? The Gemara says, she ispalo arvish shtayim. Shtavin two marvs. Im tim salomar, tovelo ispalo arvish, mispal shachar shtayim, mishem dechar yomahu. Well, makes sense to say if a person missed Maariv, so he davens two shachars. Says why? Because it's chad yomahu. It's one day. It's not a problem. Dichsiv vayhi erev vayhi voker yom echad. Aval hacha, in this case with mincha, tefila b'makom karban hi. Tefila in general is instituted or parallels karbanos. And the suggestion the Gemara makes is v'kevin de over yomo batal karbano. Well, maybe the day's over. Right, Shkia, you missed Zman Mincha now, and now you can no longer, so to speak, bring that karban. Oh, the Gemara suggests, Dilma kevin detzalu sarachamehi ko imas deboi matzli va'azil. The Gemara suggests that no, maybe since tefillah, the whole notion of tefillah is davening and beseeching a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's this notion of rachamim, so maybe we should be able to daven whenever we want. We should be able to go from, you know, missing mincha to daven two marvs, which is halachically the next day. So the Gemara gets into a whole raya, but the upshot of the Gemara is that you're allowed to say Tashlumin. Okay, so the Gemara in Chafav tells us you're allowed to say Tashlumin. You missed two shachris. This is Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Ches. And the Mechaber tells us, To o ne'enas, below his spell shachris. If a person misses shachris, whether you just forgot, stam, or there was an ones, you were, you know, unforeseen circumstances and it was totally out of your control, but you missed shachris, you missed a minion. Lo espalo shachris, mispalo mincha shtayim. You can daven two minchas. Okay, we'll talk about what that means in just a moment. Harishona mincha v'hashnia l'tashlumim. So the Mechaber tells us, whenever it comes to the Seder of Tashlumin, the first one is always going to be the tefillah of that zman, and then the follow-up, the second tefillah, is going to be the Tashlumin. The Mechaber tells us, v'm hipech lo yotzei de tefillah, but if you flip it, you are not yotzei, your chiyuv of tefillah in that zman, shehi tashlumin, v'tzarech lachzor l'spalo osa. So if you mess up the order, so then it's no longer going to count as your tashlumin, you rather have to daven a third time. Okay, so we'll talk about that in a second. So let's just quickly, chazer, if one misses shachris, you gotta daven mincha, and then another shmona esrei to make up for the mishachris. The same is true again for missing mincha and davening mariv, right? Shmona esrei and mariv twice, and missing mariv and davening two shmona esreis at the following shachris, okay? Fine. So the question is, when should it be said? So we say, if someone forgot to do tefillas tashlumim after the Shmon Esrei in which he was chiyuv at that zman, or mechiyuv at that zman, so you can b'di'evad make it up the entire zman for that tefillah. So in other words, if you daven the mincha, but forgot to say your second Shmon Esrei right after, you can really daven up until Shkia Ben HaShemashos, let's say. Then the Mishnah Bura in Sifkatan Tesvav gets into that just a little bit. But he says, really, lechatchila, you should be davening right away. Right? Because he goes on to say, one should really not wait at all until the end of the Zman to daven. If one remembers, they haven't said Tashlumin yet. So let's say a person misses Shachris. Okay? Then daven's early Mincha. So really, right away, what they should be doing is saying their tefillas Tashlumin. But let's say the guy, for whatever reason, didn't, or he forgot. And then later on in the day, you remember that you haven't said your tefillas Tashlumin yet. You should get up and daven immediately, so that you shouldn't lengthen the interval between the obligatory tefillah and then the tefillah's tashlumin. They talk about, you want to make sure, as much as you can, you should try to have your tashlumin right after. It should follow up the obligatory tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even if you're in the middle of doing something, you should really stop. He says the following in Sifkatan Yud. He says, Asr le'echol kodam shi'ispalo hashniya. You really shouldn't eat anything until you daven. Because now it's already time to daven. And he quotes the Magen Avraham, who says, if you do start to eat, okay, so then you don't stop, finish your meal, and then you go daven your tefillas tashlumim. But he quotes the Machzis HaShekel and the Magen Giborim, who are machriya, that even b'di'evet, really you should stop. Mishum detzerich lahasmich, like we just said, you should really try to juxtapose the tefillah shniya, the tashlumin, to the tefillah rishona, b'chol ma de'efshar. You should make sure the tashlumin is close enough to, or as close as possible to the tefillah that you have to be saying at the time. So what about the kavana, like we mentioned? So you need to be careful to daven the first tefillah first, meaning your obligatory tefillah first, and then the tashlumin. So, like we said from the Mechaber, if your kavana for the first Shmona Esrei was l'shem tashlumim, so you need to daven a third Shmona Esrei, because the first initial tefillah doesn't count for that obligatory tefillah. So again, how does this work? Let's say like this. This is where it gets a little confusing, but if one forgets Minchan Shabbos afternoon, so what do they have to do? On Motzei Shabbos, what would happen if you don't say Atachon Antanu in Shmona Esrei, because you had in mind for your tefillas tashlumim, and in the second Shmona Esrei, you say Havdalah, you say Atachon Antanu. So what one must do?
Do a third one.
Very good. One must say a third Shmona Esrei because the first one doesn't count. However, in the same situation though, let's say one just simply forgot to say Atachon Antanu. It wasn't bikavana that you didn't say, we were absent-minded, we forgot, whatever it may have been. And then you remember to say it in the second Shmona Esrei, so since he had kavana for the first Shmona Esrei, or he had kavana, let's say that his first Shmona Esrei would be for his Mariv, and the second for Tashlumim, it's okay. Right? So as long as he's having kavana, right? That's what it's coming down to. It's coming down to kavana. As long as he has kavana for that first Shmona Esrei to count for his obligatory tefillah, so then it's going to be okay. If he dafka, right? It's did he forget Atachon Antanu, or did he leave it out? Right? That would be the chilik that we're making here. And Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan Chav Ches and Sifkatan Koach, he says, really, it all depends on our kavana. Okay, fine. So then, what else do we have? When would we not be saying tashlumin? Right? So up until now, we said, we noted that the din, or the concept of saying tashlumin. We spoke about the kavana one needs to have for tashlumin. But when are you not allowed to daven a tefillah tashlumin? So Chazal only instituted the notion of tashlumin to make up for the preceding tefillah that was missed. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Dalid that if one misses Shacharis and Mincha, you had a rough day. You were sick, let's say. Forget you had a rough day. I mean, that is rough if you're sick. Rachman Alatzlan. Everyone should have a Pushlemas now, right? So if someone was sick, though, and they missed Shacharis and Mincha, so one is only able to say Tashlumim at Marer for Mincha. Okay, but all hope isn't lost, even according to the Mechaber, even though in Sif Dalid he just told us you can only daven for the immediately preceding Tefillah, as a tashlumin. In Sifei, he tells us if one wants to, one can daven an additional tefilas nedava, a voluntary tefillah for shacharis. Although, and I think in the Sefer Panine Halacha, Rav Melamed points out that this isn't necessarily the custom to do these types of voluntary tefilos nedavos. But again,
it wouldn't count as like your mincha or as your shacharis. It would just be a tefillah.
Yeah. That's what it seems like.
Right. It's not like it's not a replacement. It's purely additional.
Yeah. So that's one instance where you're not saying a tashlumen, right? And I think maybe that's exactly what I mean. It's like meduyak in the words a little bit, right? It's not a tashlumen. It's just a tefilas nedava. So I think it's what you're saying, Isaac, is correct. Additionally, the Mechaber points out in Sif Vav that if one misses musuf, you can't make it up. Right? Why? Because musaf is only brought on certain days. So let's say all Shabbos afternoon goes by, you forgot that you didn't daven musaf. Maybe some, not you guys, chas v'shalom, but maybe someone got too caught up in the Kiddush Club. You know, Rachman Letzlan. Hanging out in the Kiddush Club too much, and they fall asleep there, whatever's going on in the Kiddush Club. And he misses musaf, and he gets home, and the whole afternoon goes by, Itaka forgot to daven musaf. So what's pshat? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to explain that it's all based on this idea that we quote in the Gemara in Brachos on Chaf Vav about Avar Zmano, right? Avar Zmano and Batol, Avar Yomo, Avar Karbono, right? Once you miss the day, so then you can't bring that carbon. And that's kind of what the Musaf is about. It's the carbon Musaf. And similarly, if one misses Shacharis on a day with Musaf, right? So let's say you get to shul late on Shabbos and you just jump into Musaf where the Tzibur is. Okay, so you have to daven shacharis. So what do? So the halacha is that you daven a tashlumim at mincha, not at musaf. Okay? Viter. What else do we have? Someone who intentionally misses shacharis, right? The Machaber tells us if you are mazed, if you purposely miss a tefillah, so then you can't say it, you can't do tashlumim on it. Hazed, in Se'if Zayin, he says, Hazed lo espalo tefillah achas ein la tashlumim. You're not allowed to do it, even if it's the immediately preceding, the next tefillah, so you're not allowed to make it up, because it was mazed, right? The Gemara said, Tov enenas. That was what the opening Machaber was in the Sif. In the simen, if it was a mistake or was a nena, if it was an onis, but if you dafka, miss it on purpose, then you can't make it up. So what about procrastination, right? This is something that we all struggle with all the time. I shouldn't say we all. I struggle with procrastination a lot. So the Mechaber tells us in Siv Ches that procrastination isn't considered an onis. Excuse me, it's not considered a mazid, right? It's not considered intentionally missing a tefillah. So if you thought you're gonna finish, you're in the middle of some sort of issue, right? He says you're asek shehu misasek bo. The Mechaber tells us you're dealing with something, and you think you'll wrap it up in time for mincha, or that you'll put it on pause and be able to daven. You're in the middle of a bit different business deal, let's say, whatever it may be. He even mentions if someone's drunk and it doesn't daven, kulam chashuvim anusim. Everyone's considered an ones, and you're able to do tefilas tashlumim. Just lastly, a couple additional points of tashlumim that we'll mention. Again, we're just giving like a smattering of halachos of tashlumim, like we mentioned before. That nothing is, this is really just to give us an idea of what's going on in the sugya. We should be able to take this information and delve deeper into the sugyas and look up the halachos and things like that. But just to get an idea of what's going on, if one forgets mincha on Shabbos, so what happens? So the Mechaber tells us that one needs to daven two marivs. Sorry, if someone misses mincha on Erev Shabbos, that's what I meant to say. If one misses mincha on Erev Shabbos, you need to daven two marivs of Shabbos, even though the Shemona Esrei that was missed was a weekday Shemona Esrei. What about, and I think this is probably for me the most common, or it's an issue if you forget Yalev Yavo at Mincha, right? You said Mincha, but you forgot Yalev Yavo at Mincha on Rosh Chodesh. So if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, then daven two Marav Shemona Esrei is with Yalev Yavo, and it's not really an issue. The bigger question, if it's a one-day Rosh Chodesh, and that's a little bit trickier, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, the halach is that you daven two marivs and you don't add any sort of yalev yavo in there. Although, there is a little bit of a question going back to the notion of missing your musaf, right? It's related. I think Rav Malavid points out, he says on one hand, if the whole reason you're saying tashlumim, you didn't miss your shmona esrei, right? What did you forget? You only forgot yalev yavo. So then how would it help to daven a marav without it? Right, everyone follow that? Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, you miss it. You missed your chiyuv of mincha, right? Had you said yalav yavo, you would have been yotzi your chiyuv of mincha, and now you fulfill your chiyuv tashlumin by reciting the appropriate tefillos for that time, i.e., davening marav without yalav yavo. So I'm pretty sure lemaskana, that's what we do. We say two regular shmona esrei at mariv, and you should have kavana and say al tanai, meaning make it a condition. You stipulate that if you're not obligated to make up the Mishmona Esrei, so then this additional tefillah should just be B'toras Nedava. It should just be some sort of voluntary tefillah. But we should have help from a Kaddish Baruch Hu that we're never missing minyan, always paying attention, never forgetting the Alev Yavo, and we should all be Zocha to have more Kavana when we daven.